A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon on the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact, for our meditation and discussion, and of course, the praise of the Almighty God. We're considering the Word of God from the book of Psalms, chapter 103, from verse number 1, through to verse number 5. The scripture says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." We have every reason to praise the name of the Lord in this day 4 of our praise of the Almighty. Don't forget, we are instructed to raise an altar of praise on this program for 7 days, praising the Almighty God for the wondrous things he has done and that he will yet do. And so we are praising him. The Bible says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." He says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." In the outgone year, God daily loaded you with benefits, and he has started again this year. Today is January 10th. God has loaded you. He has renewed his mercies unto you each day of this year. That is the reason why you are still standing. I hope you are aware that in these first 10 days of the year, many people have died. They have ended their races and they have gone. But God has kept you alive, and that is a major benefit and a blessing that you have received from God. Irrespective of what has happened this year or what has not happened, the fact that you are still among the living is enough reason to praise the name of the Lord. Don't forget his benefits. And in case you have forgotten, he reminded us of the benefits. He says he's the one who has forgiven our iniquities. This year is just 10 days old, and yet you have sinned against God in your words, in your actions, in your thoughts, in your omissions. You have offended, and yet God has forgiven you. Number 2, he has healed all your diseases. He healed you last year. He has started again this year. He has healed your diseases or sicknesses, no matter how minute or small you might think that infirmity is. God has healed you. He has redeemed your life from destruction. He has not allowed any destruction to sweep you off or carry you away. He has crowned you with his loving kindness and tender mercies. And of course, he has satisfied your mouth. He's the one satisfying your mouth with good things, so your youth is renewed as that of an eagle. These are the things that God has done before that he's ready to do again as we praise his name. Let your soul bless God. Let everything that is within you bless his holy name, so that God can do again those things he has done before, and we do them in a greater dimension, in a greater way this year. So you are praising him today to activate the benefits and the blessings of God upon your life. You will not forget his benefits. The benefits of God this year will be unforgettable in the name of Jesus. He will make great things happen in your life. Do not forget, this year, God has promised you greater glory. And this is what God will make happen in your life. He will usher you into the realm of greater glory. And his name will be honored and be praised in your life, in the precious name of Jesus. We want to bless the name of the Lord. Let me invite this minstrel, Tayo Olayinka, to lead us in the praise of the Almighty God. I will be right back.
Alpha,
come back. Blessed be God for the wonderful session of praise that you have. And I am praying for you that because you have praised God today, all through this year, you will be loaded with great benefits in the name of Jesus. All sins will be forgiven. Your sins will not be retained. Your sins will be forgiven. God will give you grace to overcome sin. In the name of Jesus, you will not spend this year in sickness. The Jehovah Rapha will rise up on your behalf, and the balm of Gilead will be there to soothe every pain. So no sickness, no infirmity for you in the precious name of Jesus. And I pray, because you have praised God today, your life and your soul is redeemed from destruction. Destruction will be far from you. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will crown you this year with loving kindness and tender mercies. You will enjoy the mercies of God on a daily basis. No day will be barren of mercy for you. Every day we bathe mercy, we bathe grace and the goodness of God upon your life and upon your destiny in the precious name of Jesus. And I pray this year you will not know hunger. The Lord will satisfy your mouth with good things and it will cause your youth to be renewed as that of an eagle. In the name of Jesus, I declare this year to be a year of benefits for you because you have praised God. No scarcity of any kind, but blessings and benefits in the precious name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I invite you to join us on the mountain of Moriah this afternoon, 12 noon, at the Light Cathedral or on any of our social media platforms as we pray. Don't miss it. And don't forget again, day 9 of our 30 days of power, 9 p.m. on my YouTube and Facebook channel. And the handle is at Yemi Graceman. Subscribe to that channel. And don't forget to share that program with your friends and contacts. And the Lord will bless you as you do. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious day. And the Lord bless you.